Be'ezras Hashem uli neder. Let's finish Shas together. This evening's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Rabbi Mori Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Nedarim daf Pei Ches, and we left off at the Mishnah on Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Like to wish a good tivach on Zoom. I'm broadcasting here from Beaver Creek, Avon, Colorado. I want to wish a good vach to Tzvika, to Reb Zalman from West Orange, to Reb Mordechai, to Reuven from Harrisburg. Wow, Reuven, we haven't seen you in a while. To Dr. Joe, and to David Yoshua, to Chana Chenech, and to Shoshone Odess from Amherst, Massachusetts. Thank you very much for joining us. Here we go. Says the Mishnah on Pei Zayin Amud Beis. That's where we left off. Packed daf tonight, by the way, Rabbi Sai. Packed daf. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Let's say a husband hears his wife make a neder on Monday. She makes a neder on Monday. And the husband says, on Thursday, 3 days later, the husband says as follows, Yodani sheyesh tadarim. I know that my wife made a neder on Monday. Well, any day sheyesh mefirin. I did not know that I was allowed to be made for the neder. And today on Thursday, someone just told me the halacha that I'm allowed to be made for the neder. Says the Mishnah, yafer. So he's allowed to be made for on Thursday. Why? Because it's considered as if he only heard the nether on Thursday, because he only heard the fact that he was allowed to be made for the nether on Thursday. So it's like he only heard it on Thursday. He could be made for on Thursday. However, Yodani Shiyesh Mefirin. Let's say the husband says, I know that I can be made for the nether. But any Yodani Shazen Nether. And the way the Rana understands, most Rishonim understand what this means is that I know that my wife made a nether, and I know that I'm allowed to be made for the nether, but I didn't know I was allowed to be made for this nether. I didn't know it was Dvar Meshav Beino Leveino, or Dvar Meshav Inui Nefesh. I didn't know that I was allowed to be made for this nether. Rameir Omalo Yafer. Rameir says, it's Thursday, sorry, too late. You knew enough on Monday, you should have been made for on Monday, it's too late. Chalom, no, Yafer. He just found out that this was a nether Inui Nefesh, or a nether Beino Leveino, so it's like he just found out today. Therefore, he can be Mayfair. Now, it should be pointed out that the girsa that we have is Aval Eini Yodei Shezeh Neder. That I don't know that it's a neder, that's a Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. That's the way I explained it. That's Pshat in the Ran and the Rashba. However, Tosis and the Mefarish have a different girsa. Aval Eini Yodei Shezeh Neder Gomor. I didn't even know the neder was Chal. I didn't even know that this neder was a neder at all. So the Achronim, the Sefer Mincha Shlomo, the Achronim explain that the reason why the Ran didn't say this pshat is because the Ran held in a case where the woman, the husband, did not know that it was a nether at all, even Reb Meir would agree that you could be made for on Thursday, because it turns out the guy really knew nothing on Monday. He didn't even know this was a nether. So even Reb Meir would agree in that case. That's why the Ran said, no, we're not talking about that kind of case. We're talking about a case of where he knew it was a nether, but he didn't know that it was a nether shebeino leveina, or it was a nether of inu nefesh, that he had a right to be mefer. Let's see the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss the case of a blind person. Is a blind person chayef golos for killing someone by accident? Normally, a person kills someone by accident, he has to go to a near miklat. A blind person, does he go to a near miklat? Says the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction in Rabbi Meir. From Rabbi Meir's opinion in the Resha to the Rabbi Meir's opinion about a blind person going to Golos. Says the Gemara, Ramin, I'll ask you a contradiction. Below Ra'os, one of the words that it says by killing Bishogig, the Torah says as follows. By killing Bishogig, Pashas Masay, V'mifesa b'la'eva hadafo, shichalov kol kli b'lotztia, o'b'chalavan shayimus ba, below Ra'os, he accidentally killed without looking. Now, does below Ra'os mean it's got to be somebody who normally can see, but here he didn't see, so he killed Bishogig, so he goes to Golos? Or no, we say below Ra'os includes even a blind person goes to Golos. So that's a machlokas. Below Ra'os, prat l'suma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it excludes a blind person, does not go to Golos. Rabbi Meir Omer, l'rabos es asuma. No, below Ra'os includes a blind person. So the Ran explains that at this point in the Gemara, we think that they're arguing about logic. They're arguing besvara. In other words, do we say that, listen, a blind person, he can't really take such responsibility for his actions. He's not going to go to Golos. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, what are you talking about? Blind people, they know when somebody's next to them, and you got to be careful. They got to be careful too. It's Chayv Golos as well. Now, what's the contradiction between this and the Mishnah? So here it sounds like Rav Meir holds Miktsas Yediya is called a Yediya. That's the Kasha. Here you see by a blind person, Miktsas Yediya is called a Yediya. That he, a blind person, he doesn't know everything. He can't see exactly where he's shooting or where he's throwing something, throwing a rock. He can't see exactly what he's doing. But a little bit he knows, he hears a little bit. Rav Meir says the little bit that he knows that somebody's around him, that's enough that he should take responsibility for his actions. So Miktsas Yediya is called a Yediya. And yet in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where a guy said, where the husband said, I know that my wife made a neder, but I didn't know that I was allowed to be mefer. I didn't know I was allowed to be mefer, so what do we say? He can't be mefer on Monday. He can only be mefer on Thursday. Why can't he be mefer on Monday? Because Miktsas Yediya is not a significant Yediya. He only knew a little bit, but that's not significant. We wait till he knows everything. So as a contradiction to Rav Meir, how come when it comes to a blind man killing? We say a Miktsas Yediya is a Yediya, and when it comes to Hafaras Nedarim, the husband, we say a Miktsas Yediya is not a Yediya. That's the contradiction. Answers the Gemara, these two things have absolutely nothing to do with each other. It's a whole different story. Says the Gemara, I hear the Kasha, but says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Now the Girsa that we have in the Gemara is, Hacha Menyani Dikra, Vahacha Menyani Dikra. We're going to ask a question on this in a minute. Other people have the Girsa just one thing. Hacha Menyani Dikra, just says it one time, doesn't say it two times, because the Gemara is never going to explain any psukkim about Afaras and Darim in this regard. So others have the Girsa only one time. The Gemara says you can't compare the laws of a blind man being chayiv galus with the laws of a husband being mefer, because there we have psukim. So what are the psukim by a blind man? Hacha men yonah dekra. What's the psukim by the blind man? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Gabi Rotzech, Sivashay Yavos Reyo Bayar. Anyone who could walk into a forest, called the bar me'liyar. Can a blind person walk into a forest? Yes. So that pasuk includes a blind person. V'sumanami bar me'liyar hu. A blind person can walk into a forest. The Amis below Rose, the Rabbis the Summa. If you tell me below Rose comes to include a blind person, Miyar Nafkala, you already have the pasuk before of Yar including a blind person. Elishma Mina, below Rose, Plat Lasuma. So it must be below Rose is excluding a blind person. This is Machlok as we've shown him how to understand this drasha. Some say, the Mefarish says very simple, Ein Ribui Acha Ribui Ela Lama'it. Right, if you have one inclusive word, so bayar includes a blind person, below ra'os includes a blind person, so it must be we exclude a blind person. That's the way the Mefarish learns. However, the other Rishonim, the Ramban, in Makos, learns no. That below, if the pasuk was coming to include a blind person, so ya'ar already includes him. So what do you need below ra'os? So it must be below ra'os is excluding. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. However, Rabbi Meir learns exactly the opposite. Rabbi Meir Savar, Ksiv Bivli Das. It says the only one who's chayiv galus is someone who has zero das, called the Bar Meida. It's got to be a guy who had das, but now doesn't have. But a blind person can't really know where he's throwing it in the first place. So Bivli Das excludes the blind person, called the Bar Meida. V'suma la Bar Meida hu. He can't know exactly who he's going to hit when he throws a rock. He can't see who's down the block. He can't see who's there. V'amis below ra'os prat l'suma. If your Tamboloros comes to exclude a Summa, we already have a Pasuk. Mimblidas nafkale. Your Mimblidas already excludes a Summa. Must be below Ra'os. Elosh Mamina, below Ra'os, the Rabbos is a Summa. And the same Machlokas. The Mefarish says, Ein Miut Achar Miut Elo the Rabbos. Two exclusionary Sukkim come to include. And the Ramban says, no. If you want to exclude him, you exclude him from Mimblidas. Must be that below Ra'os is including him. So the Gemara's answer is, you have psukim by Summa, it's not connected to the din of Afaras Nedarim. You have psukim over here, it's not a svara. By Afaras Nedarim, it's a svara that we say that Rav Meir said that if the guy didn't know that he was to be made for Nedarim, he only found that out on Thursday, so misvara, a mixus yediya, is not called a yediya. But over here, it's psukim that say a mixus yediya is called a yediya. I have a pasuk. So here it's a svara, here it's a pasuk, and the two are not necessarily connected. Just to go back to that, just one second. Just go back to that girsa point. So the girsa that we have, Tosis Rid's girsa that he has twice, so the Shita Mukubetzis makes up a drasha. Must be there's drashas by Afaras and Daram also. What's the drasha there? It says, Vishama Avia. So the father hears. So how much does he have to hear? What does he have to hear? So one opinion said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Vishama means he has to hear everything. If he doesn't hear everything, so he can't be Mefer. So he says, Mixas Yediyah is not considered a Yediyah. Rameir says, no, Vishama means something different. So that's the way he understands. But others, the Ran and other Rishonim say, the Girsa should only be one Hachamein Yani Dekra. That's it. By Suma, it's a Pasuk. By Hafar, it's not a Pasuk at all. It's a Svara. And that's why we have a distinction. Yes, I'm sorry. I think Larry, as Reb Zalman from West Orange, had a point to make. Reb Zalman.
Didn't we have the other day that ignorance is no excuse for the law?
That's a great question. Reb Zalman, I was bothered by that question as well. Apparently, not all ignorance is created equal. That if you literally did not... Now, it's there, in that case, Reb Zalman, you knew all that... You knew that you were supposed to be mefer. You just didn't know the halacha that somebody has to be mefer on the day that he heard. You didn't know that halacha. So what are you going to say that now it's considered to be the day you heard it? No, you didn't know you needed to hear it the day you heard. So it's not the same thing as not knowing bichlal that you not knowing bichlal that you were able to be mefer than dumb. I guess there's a difference between different ignorances. I was bothered by Simkasha. Excellent. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Now, in this case of the Mishnah, we're going to talk about a father-in-law who does not want his son-in-law to benefit from his stuff, but he wants his daughter to benefit. But the problem is, once he gives it to his daughter, the husband acquires ownership. Any gift that the woman gets during marriage, the husband gets it. Like a friend of mine once said that his wife said, why am I cleaning for Pesach? All the chametz is owned by my husband. Why am I cleaning for Pesach? He's going to violate. If I don't clean for Pesach, he's going to violate. So she was saying, maybe he should have to clean for Pesach. Anyway, says the Mishnah. So, Hamadir Hanam Michasanel. Let's say a person forbids his son-in-law from getting benefit from him. Who wants to lose his beat the most? He wants to give money to his daughter. Now, the Rishonim say, if he wants to give food to his daughter, the husband has no rights to the food. The husband does not have rights to his daughter's food, but he wants to give money to the daughter. So what does he do? Omer lo, he says to his daughter, Harei amos ein l'sun lach b'matana, I'm giving you all of this money as a gift, uvavach lehe l'balech v'shus b'en. But your husband is going to have no rights in them. But here's the key point. This Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir, that in order for the gift to be, to stay away from the husband, in order for the husband not to have rights, he has to add the following sentence. Ela mashat nosis on a sentence b'fich. The only thing I'm giving it to you is that you should be able to eat this stuff, this money, you buy food and eat it, and that's the only way I'm giving it to you. Some Rishonim say, and therefore the husband doesn't get it because it's not the derech, once it gets into her mouth, it's not the derech for the husband to get it. Others say, I'm only giving it to you after you finish eating it, and it's not in the world anymore. Now, if Kamina, what about if he gave her clothing instead of just giving it to you to wear? So maybe the husband would get it. Others say, no, if the father's just giving it to her for a specific function, you only own it for this, then the husband doesn't get it, because the husband only gets stuff that she owns outright, not stuff that she only owns for one thing. But anyway, that either way, you say, so the Mishnah holds like Rameir, he has to add in those words. If he adds in those words, then the husband doesn't get it. Says the Gemara. Now, I mentioned before, this is machlokas, or Meir Chachamim, a similar machlokas that we have here. What does a father have to do to give his daughter a gift and that the husband doesn't get it? Meaning, Rav Meir holds in our Mishnah, a woman cannot acquire anything without the permission of her husband, meaning it goes right to the husband. And even if somebody else gives her a gift on the condition your husband doesn't get it, if that's all he says, the husband gets it anyway. And it's only if he says, I'm only giving you this money to buy food and put it in your mouth and eat it, then the husband does not get rights to it. A similar machlokas is in Kiddushin in the following case. Can an Eved Kanani buy his way out of his slavery? So Rav Meir says no, because an Eved has no kinyan. Even if somebody else gives the Eved Kanani money on the condition that the master doesn't have rights to it, too bad, the master still has rights to it. But Chachamim say no, someone else can give him a gift, amanas, that the master has no rights to it, and therefore he can buy his way out. If somebody else gives him money, he can buy his way out. Says him, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela do amala mashat no seisim sens mefich. Rav Meir's shita is only if he adds those words that I'm giving you this money that you should buy food and eat it. Aval amar mashat tirtziasi. But if she just says, I'm giving you this money on the condition your husband can't use it, and do with it whatever you want. Kanayason baal. Sorry, it doesn't work. The baal gets it. Ushmuel amar. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, I agree with you. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Our mishnah's Rav Meir. But the chachamim disagree. I feel amar mashat tirtziasi lo kanayason baal. Even if the father just gives the daughter a gift and says, I don't want your husband to have rishus, that by itself is enough. Do whatever you want with it. That by itself is enough to keep your husband away. So the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, within the machlokas, Rav Meir and Chachamim. Rav holds like Rav Meir, like our Mishnah, and Shmuel holds like Chachamim. Maskef la Rabbi Zeira. Rav Zeira is going to ask a contradiction in Rav Meir. Who is Rav paskening like? Kirabi Meir de Omar Yad Isha Kiad Bala. Rav is paskening like Rav Meir, who says that a woman cannot make a kinyan without her husband. Urimino will ask you a contradiction. Really? Rav Meir holds a woman cannot make a kinyan without her husband? What about the dinim of Erev of Shitufe Mavos by Erevin? Oh, a little chazar of Erevin over here. So you may remember that midoraisa, you are allowed to carry from a chatzer to a mavoi. But Shlomo HaMelech made a decree, you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer to a mavoi because it looks like you're carrying from Shasa Yachad or Shasa Rabim. Even though midoraisa, you're allowed to, midorabani, you're not allowed to. Since midorabani, you're not allowed to, he also instituted Eruv. If you make an Eruv, what's a shitufe mavos? There's Eruv a chatzer, shitufe mavos. Here we're talking about an Eruv of a bunch of chatzers making an Eruv to carry into the mavoi. So what do? You take a barrel of wine, you put it in one person's house, and they make a kinyan that everybody owns this barrel of wine, and memela, everybody owns the house, or everybody lives in the house. Machalukas, we've shown them how it works. But everyone, so therefore, we're all one community, we could all carry. It's like one rishos. Now, so let's say a guy wants to make a kinyan on this barrel of wine for everybody. So he's allowed to give it to his wife. Ah, so you see, his wife is allowed to make a kinyan without him. Says the Gemara, Uramin, well, I ask a contradiction. Kate and Mishtatvim b'mavoi. How do you make Shetuvim b'mavos? Maniach ha-sachovis. He takes a barrel of wine. V'omah ha-reize. Right, Rabbi said, do you guys know this? That if you live in a town where there's an Erev, I don't know if there's an Erev in Amherst, Massachusetts, or in Harrisburg. I don't know if there's an Erev. But is there an Erev in Harrisburg? Yeah, there is. Okay, I don't know about Amherst, Massachusetts. But in Woodmere, where I live, there is an Erev. So you know how the Erev works? There's a box of matzahs. It used to be in Rabbi Billet's house. I'm happy to see there's an Erev in Amherst. I know there's an Erev in West Orange. But there used to be a box of matzahs in Rabbi Herschel Billet's house. There's a box of matzahs there that everybody owns together. That's how you can carry. Everyone thinks it's just about a string around the city. But it's a box of matzahs. You need the box of matzahs. So in the old days, they used to use a barrel of wine. So, So the guy is going to buy a barrel of wine. He's going to say, I'm hereby making a kinyan in this barrel of wine for everybody. So he can give it to his Eved Ivri, or his Shivcha Am Ivri, or his kids. Ishto, he can give it to his wife, that his wife is going to make a kinyan on behalf of the rest of the people in the Mavoi. Ah, so you see, a woman can make a kinyan without the husband. The Iamris Kaneyason Bala. If you tell me that everything a woman acquires, Rav Meir holds right away the husband gets Erev Lonachim Meshus the Baal. The Erev never left the husband's Meshus. How could he give it to the wife to make a kinyan on behalf of the townspeople? And Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So here you see Rav Meir holding that a woman can't have a kinyan without the husband. Amar Rava, the Gemara answers, even though Rav Meir holds Yad Ish Kiyad Bala, that's if somebody else gives her a gift, the husband gets it. Here, it's the husband himself giving her a gift. So the husband can say, I'm giving you a gift and I don't want to have a part of it. Since the husband wants to give it to her so she can acquire it on behalf of everybody else, umiyad bala, and it's the husband himself who's giving it to her. Zachya, she can be zoche on behalf of everybody else. And now the Gemara's, that's a Mishnah. Now the Gemara's going to ask from a Brisa that says the opposite, that a husband cannot use his wife to be mezakeh for everybody else. Eisvir avin l'ravashi. Eilu shezochan l'an ayideh b'nu, shezochan l'an. Who can the guy make a kinyan the erev in? Ayideh b'nu b'nu ta'agdolim. His kids, his sons and daughters over bar and bas mitzvah. V'avdav shechoso erev. Ve'eilu she'ein zachan l'an. And here's the people he can't use. Ayideh b'nu b'nu ta'agdolim. V'avdav shechoso haknanim v'ishto. The wife cannot make a kinyan on behalf of everybody else. So the Mishnah says the wife can make a kinyan, and the Brisa says the wife cannot make a kinyan. So here you see again, we're back to the Kasha. Now says the Gemara, well, you're going to have to answer this contradiction anyway. Elam Ravashi, Masnisin, B'shiyesh L'chotzer B'osim Ovei Askinon. The Gemara gives a brilliant answer. The Mishnah is talking about where the woman owns a house in the Chotzer. How does the woman own a house in the Chotzer? Let's say she owned the house from before she was married. And when she got married, the husband said, "Dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayech." Oh, you remember that from the seventh parak of Ksubas? The husband can say, "I don't want the rights to this house." So she owns the house. Now, if she owns the house, she's got to make a kinyan. She's got to make a kinyan. If she doesn't make a kinyan in this wine, then she is going to aser the whole rest of the place from carrying, because the whole community can only carry only if everybody's in on the barrel of wine. Everyone's got to be in it. So in that case, where she owns a house, the husband has to allow her to acquire. And then, Elam Ravashi, Mastisim B'shiyeshto, Chotzer B'osim Ovei Askinon, Demigo de Zachi de Nafsha, Zachi Lachrine. Since she could be Zoche for herself, she has to be Zoche for herself. And the husband has to allow her to acquire for herself in this case. So once she could acquire it for herself, because she's got to be in on it, because she owns a house in the neighborhood, so therefore she can acquire for somebody else. However, if she doesn't own a house and the thing, then the husband, that's the brisa. The husband cannot give her to acquire, even though it's coming from the husband. No, yad isha kiyad bala. Rav Meir holds that the husband cannot give it to the wife because yad isha kiyad bala. The husband can only give it to the wife in a case where he mamish has to have the wife to acquire separately, and she has a yad separately because she has a home that he has no rights to. So in that case, he could be makna to her. And once he could be makna the barrel of wine to her because she's a homeowner and she needs to acquire it, so she could already be zocha for other people as well. Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great day. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m., Sunday morning.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great night.
You too have a great night.
Rabbeinu, we got to do Shabbat in Amherst, Massachusetts, Rabbeinu. They got an error, Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful night, Rabbeinu. We're coming. Have a good one, Rabbeinu. Shabbat.
Finished.
Oh, great time.
Great timing.
Just to mention that.
It does.
Abs.
How was the party down there? The Giants lost, so
like, big time.
They got killed.
Abs.
What?
So look at our runs tomorrow.
I want to look at our runs tomorrow, yeah.